Hello, everyone. Manager of M Clinic and Link Medical, which is a new practice that we have within M Clinic, and a clinical nurse consultant now. I'm just honoured to speak on behalf of all these authors about our research, More Infections But Less Risk, unpacking the sexual health needs of Medicaid ineligible MSM attending the M Clinic in Perth. Just as a background, we all know the Australian data to suggest that there is an increased burden of HIV amongst the overseas-born MSM. The M Clinic was made as a state-funded community-based sexual health clinic in 2010 in response to increasing numbers of syphilis in Perth MSM, and it provides services irrespective of Medicare eligibility. So the aim of our research was to describe demographics, sexual behaviour and HIV and STI positivity among the MSM attending M Clinic by their Medicare eligibility, because anecdotally we did see greater rates in the Medicare ineligible population. We didn't know if it was statistically significant or not. So we analysed all MSM clients attending the M Clinic between July 2017 and March 2019. We collected data from self-completed behavioural surveys and linked HIV STI data extracted from REDCap, and we used our typical statistical significance tests. So we determined Medicare eligibility with specific criteria just because we don't ask people, you have to use your Medicare card. Some people want to be discreet, and of course with My Health Record, people are extra anxious about using their Medicare card. So we determined Medicare eligibility as those being born in Australia or born in a country with a reciprocal healthcare agreement, or they've resided in Australia for greater than 3 years, and those that were Medicare ineligible were born in a country without the reciprocal healthcare agreement and have resided in Australia for less than or equal to 3 years. So our data suggests that compared to Medicare-eligible MSM, we saw significantly fewer Medicare-ineligible MSM reporting greater than 10 anal sex partners in the previous 6 months. This population also were less likely to inconsistently use condoms with casual partners, and of course, as well as drug use during sex, which includes alcohol use. We also saw that those reporting having the Medicare ineligible population were less likely to have had a previous HIV test or be using PrEP currently. So compared to the Medicare eligible MSM, positivity amongst the Medicare ineligible MSM was significantly higher for HIV and significantly higher for chlamydia at all sites, while it was comparable for syphilis and gonorrhea. So counterintuitively, despite engaging in lower risk sexual activities, Medicare ineligible individuals are more likely to acquire HIV and chlamydia. Despite there being services that provide the access to Medicare ineligible individuals, there are obstacles still appear to exist to accessing them. And so exploration into these perceived and structural barriers for sexual health testing is warranted. Here at the M Clinic, we don't place barriers for sexual health testing, so we don't really charge fees for people, despite like their income, but whether the word is out that there is an MSM-friendly sexual health service is another story. So WA AIDS Council has just recently finished an international students workshop aimed to improve the sexual health literacy of this population so they can become advocate in their own networks. It was quite successful and they're going to continue doing that into the future. The M Clinic is also having a relationship with the Greens Cross Pharmacy to provide PrEP coupons for students and people of low income, so they can have access to generic PrEP from personal importation. So we're working on ways of further promoting this service with the Medicare-ineligible population. So identifying such statistics have already impacted our practices and ensure that we have had targeted approaches for this population with sexual health education, promotion of frequent sexual health testing and uptake of PrEP. And providing this perspective would hopefully provide other sexual health providers with evidence to have their own targeted interventions for this vulnerable group. Thank you.